From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The political crisis in Ukraine is entering its second week. Secretary of State Colin Powell called the outgoing president of Ukraine today to encourage a peaceful resolution. Powell told Leonid Kuchma the U.S. does not want to see Ukraine split apart. And Kuchma admitted today that a new presidential election may be the only way to preserve peace and consensus in the country. Ukraine's Supreme Court began hearing arguments from the opposition, which wants the results of the election to be thrown out. Backers of opposition candidate Viktor Yushchenko say the election results were falsified to favor Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. In a few minutes, we'll hear from one of the groups that helped organize the protests against the official election results. First, NPR's Lawrence Sheets has this report from Kiev on today's developments.
Thousands of opposition backers marched up to the ornate Supreme Court building as the 20 justices dressed in robes sat down to a televised session. There is tremendous pressure on the court to find a way out of this crisis, which has effectively shut down the government of one of Europe's largest and most populous countries. Inside the Supreme Court, lawyers for the opposition presented boxes full of evidence they said would prove that the vote was rigged in favor of Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. The court said no decision would come today, though the opposition has called for its candidate, former Prime Minister Yushchenko, to be declared the winner. It has also indicated it would accept a new election if held under international auspices. In a sign the opposition may have the upper hand, Prime Minister Yanukovych said today that he would accept a new vote if the fraud were proven. In another blow to Yanukovych, his campaign chief resigned. As a demonstration of just what difficult straits the Supreme Court is in, many opposition protesters outside, like 35-year-old Yuri, said they would refuse to recognize any verdict that did not go the opposition's way.
The court doesn't have any moral right to accede to the wishes of the present authorities. Because this government has already lost power, we'll have strikes and we'll force President Kuchma to resign.
Yuri said a verdict that upheld the election would prove that the court was being pressured by President Leonid Kuchma's administration. The standoff has heightened long-standing differences between the more nationalist western and central part of Ukraine and the mostly Russian-speaking industrial east, where regional leaders now threaten to declare autonomy from the government in Kiev and stop paying into the national budget. Yulia Tishenko is an analyst with the Ukrainian Center for Independent Political Research. She says some Ukrainian political leaders have exploited the regional differences.
Many of these stereotypes formed in Soviet times. In the West, there is a stereotype of the East as a black place of coal mines, while in the East, there is a stereotype of those in the West as being so-called neo-Nazis.
The protests here in Kiev have so far not turned violent. But in the largely pro-government eastern city of Lugansk today, pro-government demonstrators clashed with opposition supporters. Ukraine's only independent nationwide TV station showed people knocking each other to the ground. A journalist said men with clubs had marched into a crowd of opposition supporters. Despite the growing tension, Ukraine's defense minister, Alexander Kuzmuk, said today that he was against any move to declare a state of emergency to try and reestablish government authority. We know full well what happens when the armed forces try to get involved in these things, Kuzmuk said. The defense minister said if an order were given to crack down, the army would split apart. He said commanders in the west of the country would raise one flag, those in the ethnically mixed south would raise a second, and those in the Russian-speaking east a third, potentially leading to the disintegration of the country. In the capital, tens of thousands of protesters continued their noisy vigil on Independence Square, awash in orange flags and banners that have now become the icon of what the opposition calls an orange revolution. They slid around in dirty slush as more snow came down from the sky. After a week of protest, they show no signs of wanting to go home. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.